This conference will now be recorded.
I'm going to call the October 20th, 2020 special meeting of the Mill Creek City Council to order, and we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Could Councilmember Vaughn please lead us?
Yes, with the mic on. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. City Clerk, if you please call the roll.
Yes, he just arrived. Okay. I am.
Are you calling the roll, Naomi?
Yes, sir. Is my connection bad?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Mayor Housecloth?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Bunnell?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Bunnell?
Here.
Councilmember Bond?
Here.
Councilmember Cavallari? I think we've lost Councilmember Cavallari. Oh, here he is.
He's back.
Yep.
I think I'm back.
You're back.
You're back.
Are you present?
Councilmember Steckler?
Here.
And Councilmember Briles?
Here.
Okay, I think we are briefly going to recess to an executive session. We'll be probably in for up to 15 minutes. We won't be taking any action when we get out or when we get done, so we may not take the entire 15 minutes. And if we don't, we'll come back and jump right into the interview process. So with that, we will be recessed to executive session, so we'll jump into the other virtual room and then return here in a little bit.
Hello, Mr. Kumar.
Good evening. Hi.
Thank you for joining us. The council is in executive session and they should be out momentarily.
Okay. Right. Are you Naomi?
I am. I'm Naomi Fay.
Hi. We spoke earlier today. Thanks for taking care of that the resume on the website.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Naomi, is there a right word to acknowledge the members? So like you said, council, is there, you know, like if we go in front of the judge, we say my honor or something?
By their title, members of council, mayor, members of council, mayor, mayor pro tem, and members of council.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Mark, you and I are fast, man. We know how to flick between these things.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
We have a couple more that are going to be clicking in here in a second.
More coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Active camera. There we go. Right, and then.
Brian's got a little bit further to go, so it takes him a few more minutes to get here.
He got in a traffic jam.
Yeah. It's just,
As you're waiting, just a little trivia to see if this, now that with the whole COVID and the epidemic situation, since we are all on virtual meetings all day long, our phones are also getting smarter. It seems that they can fake an eye contact now. It used to be that people wouldn't look at the phone or they'll have certain different attention spans. Now the phone will tell you that you have to look at the camera, so the other person gets a feel of an eye to eye contact. It's, you know, hey, technology is making us smarter and more connected.
Nice. That's great. Where's Brian? There you
go. There's our mayor.
Did you get lost in the traffic jam, Brian?
Go to meeting when I leave the room and try to go back into it is giving me challenges. So sorry about that. Are all six of us back?
Yep.
Okay.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening. We are done with the executive session, and so we are going to jump into the interview process, and we're going to start with the city clerk reviewing the process that we are going to be following this evening for the interviews. Go ahead, Naomi.
Yes, thank you. So the order in which the applicants will be interviewed has been determined by a random drawing. The city council respectfully requests that all applicants do stay out and refrain from coming online until the invited and their scheduled time. After the completion of the interviews, applicants are invited to remain as a participant in the regular council meeting. So the first step of the interview round will be for 15 minutes per applicant, including the applicant's opening statement. Each applicant will be given an opportunity to make this statement, and only the applicant may speak for his or her behalf. After the applicant's opening statement, the council will interview the applicant. The city clerk shall alert the council when there is 1 minute remaining. After completion of applicant interviews, pursuant RCW 42.30.110, the city council may adjourn to the council's executive session in the go-to meeting room to discuss the qualifications of the candidate. After any executive session, the council shall reconvene to regular session and nominate applicants in advance to the finalist round. Any member of the council may nominate any candidate to progress.
Nikki, I want to interrupt. We're having a problem with your.
To the finalist round.
Naomi, the audible
nominations shall require.
Can you hear me? Naomi, we cannot hear you. I'm going to do with Mayor Holtz.
Naomi, we can't hear you. Your connection is breaking up.
Council members, I don't think she's talking. It's just the network connection.
Majority vote of the council.
Mayor, with your permission, until the audible has been reestablished for Naomi. I can continue in reading.
Yeah, my internet is slow. I apologize.
Yep.
We'll let Michael read it, finish reading it.
I'm going to start where it began to start. Any member of the council may nominate any candidates to progress to the finalist round. Nominations require a second to place the nominee in contention for selection as a finalist.
I will call in.
A simple majority vote of the council will put the nominated candidate to status. The city ballot of nominated candidates for each council out and send back. The city clerk will tabulate the votes. Results will be announced by either the city clerk or finance director. The city manager, city attorney, and finance director shall be copied on the emails. Confirm the tabulation. After selection of finalists, the council shall determine whether it wishes to hold an additional round of interviews on a separate date. If the council does not feel an additional round of interviews is necessary, the council shall proceed with nominating finalists for appointment to the Mill Creek City Council. Appointment. The following process may be utilized by council for appointment of a finalist to city council position number 6. Number 1, any member of the city council may nominate the finalist for appointment to city council position 6. Number 2, nominations shall require a second to place the nominee in contention for selection. Number 3, at the close of nominations, the city clerk shall place the names of all nominated candidates on a written ballot, shall designate the ballot as, quote, ballot 1, and shall distribute the ballot to each council member via email due to virtual meeting format. Number 4, the city council shall vote on the email ballot provided by the city clerk, with each council member casting one vote for the candidate of his or her choosing, or writing abstain on the ballot. Number 5, the ballot shall be collected by the city clerk and tabulated. The city clerk will forward a copy of the emails to confirm the tabulation to the city manager, city attorney, and finance director. Number six, the city clerk and or the finance director shall announce the names of each nominee, the number of votes received, and the council members voting for that nominee. Number seven, if no nominee obtains at least four votes of the council, the nominees receiving the lowest number of votes shall be removed from the ballot, provided that at least two nominees shall move forward to the next ballot. Number eight, the city clerk shall prepare the next ballot, which shall contain the names of the remaining nominees and shall be designated as ballot number two. The council shall vote on that email ballot in the manner provided above. Number nine, ballot preparation and voting shall continue in the above manner until one nominee receives at least four votes of the council. Number 10, all ballots from all rounds shall be retained by the city clerk as part of the record and shall be available for public inspection at the close of the meeting. Number 11, the successful nominee shall be sworn in by the city clerk.
Thank you, City Manager, and thank you for bearing with our technical difficulties, everyone. So with that, we are going to jump into our first candidate, who I see on the Hollywood Squares a little bit below me, Mr. Kumar. Welcome. Just for Mr. Kumar's benefit, we have a set list of questions, which is the same list of questions that we use for all the candidates. We may not ask all the candidates the same questions, but we're pulling the questions from the same list. So with that, we'll give you a few minutes to make an opening statement, then we'll start questions, and I believe the city clerk will flash some times up on her screen when we're running low on time. So with that, I'll turn the floor over to you for an opening statement, if you'd like.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, to council members, and Mr. Mehta, thank you. I welcome the opportunity to at least interview for this role in as a council position number six. In the city of Mill Creek, a city that I call home. I've lived in Mill Creek since 2013. I am registered to vote. In fact, I just mailed in my ballot earlier this week. Before Mill Creek, I have also lived in the Redmond Bellevue area for about 4 years. And before that, I was in Central Illinois for about 8 years or so. So I've lived in this country since the year 2000. And as you can probably tell, I was born and grew up in India, in the northern part of India, in the city of New Delhi, which is also the capital part of the of India. I believe that the reason I'm interested in this opportunity and in this role to become a part of the council is that I believe that my private sector experience in managing growth, stakeholder management, establishing goals with very measurable KPIs, key performance indicators, and then managing to those goals will be useful additions to the city that I call home. In terms of budgeting, investments, and just finance in general, it's the law of nature that we all have to abide by, that we will always have less resources than we need. So we'll have to just make the most of what we have available. And to that end, I like to think that I am financially savvy and fiscally responsible. So with that experience under my belt, I think I submitted my experience and resume to in front of all of you, and I hope to win this opportunity. With that, I'm open to questions, please.
Thank you very much. So we'll start off with Councilmember Bond, and council members, I think you know your order, so you don't have to wait for me to call on you when the question has been answered. You can go ahead and move into your question.
Very good. Thank you, Mayor. Nice to meet you, sir. I'm Mark Bond. You have a very impressive resume. Appreciate your willingness to put in for this position. My question for you is, what do you see as the biggest issue or challenges facing the city of Mill Creek?
So the biggest, it's a symptom of the time we live in. It's on everybody's mind is, are two big reasons right now. Actually, the first one is the government enforcing enough rules to take care of its citizens, especially considering the epidemic and the COVID, and are we at least empowering the businesses to to put the right signs, to put the right messages out, and then at least enforce and provide proper backing to them to make sure that like simple things like people are wearing masks and their hand sanitizers available. So that's on people's mind, and I personally am super excited, happy to see when I go outside, 100% of people are following the guidelines, which means that the city is communicating that message very well, and the businesses are following through. And if they're not, I presume there is some enforcement, some follow up, some guideline to them that hey, we have to keep checking on this. And then the second one is maybe again it's just the political discourse that we live in. It is do we have easy access to mail in our vote and ballots, and am I getting all the information available to be able to do so? And I think from what I have seen, I think our city is doing a pretty good job in communicating the guidelines, and then being able to enforce it as well. Councilmember John, I can't hear you. I think you're on mute. Sorry.
Yeah, I try to stay on mute so I don't have any background noise, and I keep forgetting to pop off a bit. Mr. Kimura, nice to meet you. John Steckler. My question for you, sir, is based on what you know and what you've seen, just your own opinion, what would you say a successful city council looks like?
So, great question. The primary role of a city council is to establish policy and establish goals, and then determining the right budgetary parameters. So, the primary thing, John, the Councilmember John, is that while it's easy to establish a goal, can we put the governance to be able to manage it to those goals? With like right measurable KPIs. I'm a big proponent of putting key performance indicators and maybe doing like a monthly, bi-monthly, weekly check on them, and then being able to manage it to those KPIs. Those KPIs, to the extent possible, should be quantifiable, should be measurable. But at the same time, I mean, let's not over-index ourselves on KPIs, because you know we can easily lose sight of the forest by just looking at the trees instead. So the most important to answer your question in a very succinct way, Councilmember John, is establish measurable KPIs and then manage to those KPIs. In terms of policy and direction and establishing goals, yes, those should be like clearly established, clearly communicated to the community at large, because in the end we are fiscally responsible to manage and spend the taxpayer funds in the most efficient way possible, optimize them.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Kumar.
Good evening, sir.
If you had unlimited funding and did not have to worry about the politics or the optics, what would be the first project on your list for Mill Creek and why?
I would get park and rides. Get easy. The nature of the business that I am in, we care a lot about first mile and last mile issues, and what that means is how fast and convenient can a citizen living in a suburb? I live in the Parks community in Mill Creek up on Seattle Hill Road. Can I easily get from my home, walk to the nearest bus stand, get on a bus, and then get to my work in downtown Seattle? So the first mile is me from my home to the bus station, and the last mile would be bus station in downtown Seattle to my. If I can make that easiest as possible, make the short commute as shortest as possible, I would like to spend resources there, because if we make mobility, suburban mobility easy within our population, I think it goes a long way to encourage people to go out and work, and just makes it easy without getting jammed and onto the traffic, onto the roads. Constantly remember, there was one suggestion that we had earlier And in fact, it was my son who did a project on this during his robotics team, where we suggested to them that Uber and Lyft, I mean, they have the infrastructure, they have the platform, they have the technology, they have the breadth needed to drive people to solve the first mile and the last mile issue. So specifically, we said, if it costs me $5 to go from my home to the nearest park and ride, which is in Ashway Park and Ride, and I take my car, and there is a 90% chance I won't get a parking spot in the park and ride, right? So then I have to take my car. I circle around that parking lot for about 10 minutes. That's 10 minutes of precious time wasted, times how much money I make. That's a lot of money wasted. People like me do that all the time, and then I drive into downtown Seattle. Instead, can I discount my Uber ride? So instead of costing me $10, hey, can it cost $2 during high traffic areas, during high traffic times? So that now my first mile is discounted, my last mile is discounted, paid for by taxpayer funds, because because I'm reducing the traffic on the road, congestion on the road. So it gets paid back, towards that end. So I'm going into way too much detail, but if I had unlimited funding, I would make suburban mobility much, much easier and faster and cheaper.
Appreciate the explanation. Thank you, Mr. Kumar.
Hi, Kumar. This is Stephanie Vignale. Hi, Stephanie. Thank you for stepping up and coming in front of all of us tonight to interview for this appointment. My question that I would like to ask you this evening is a simple question. Do you intend or anticipate running for this position in the 2021 election next year?
Yes, I would like to continue this role. I know this is for till November 2021. I would like to continue this, yes. The notion of public service is always heart and center. The nearest one that I get to right now is just I donate stuff, and then I'm a volunteer computer science teacher at Snohomish High School through the Microsoft Philanthropies initiative. So I like to give back to the community. I mean, you know, Mill Creek has been a good home. It's been a good community. I love living here. I have a good home, and you know, it's a safe place. It's a good place to raise kids and my family. Yes, so I would like to continue. Yes, Council Member Stephanie.
Thank you.
Mr. Kumar, one of the big issues we have to deal with as a city and a region is growth. We have a lot of population projected to come our way in the next 20 to 30 years. Do you have any thoughts on how the city has handled growth to date, and any thoughts on how we should handle it going forward?
Mayor Brian, that's the multi-million dollar question, right? Mill Creek is landlocked. We have Silver Firs on one side, we have Linwood on the other, and we have Bothell on the other, and then we have Highway 9 on the other. We could go the Singapore route, you know, maybe let's carve out like an economic zone and let's build tall buildings and let people go live in those buildings. But I don't think that's a viable option. We have to manage it. I mean, I don't have ideas on top of my head as we speak, because I need to learn more details about these, but you know, maybe then it should be, I mean, if the trajectory is going up really fast, something has to give here. And the other answer that I provided about at least make it easy for people to go in and out of the city, you know, maybe that might be helpful in at least giving an easier experience, an easier lifestyle to people who already live here or who are slowly moving here. The options, managing suburban growth is one of the critical challenges I think we have. I'm well aware of the project on 132nd Street, the East Urban Gateway project. They're building 500, 800 homes, and I mean, the roads are still the same. So maybe we do better traffic management. Maybe we do better road diversions when possible. Maybe we bring more public buses and better park and rides. Or the Uber and the Lyft idea, and the subsidized Uber Lyft idea that we talked about. Yeah, so different options on the table. So we just have to find the one that has the least inertia in implementation. and the lowest cost.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Kumar. The question I have for you today is what do you see as the biggest issue? I'm sorry, not that one, a different one. Please tell us about your experience with long-term strategic planning and any ideas you have on how to do it well.
So in my, that's my day job. I lead, it's on my resume also. Today I lead the strategy planning for this new, it's a new incubation project where we're building up this data marketplace. If you've heard of an Amazon marketplace, I mean, we want to be the marketplace of a data, as it's just data itself, location data, intelligence data, road traffic data, traffic operations, traffic management type data. So my horizon is 5 years. We have committed to the company that we will deliver about $110 million in consecutive 5 year revenue. This is booked revenue, this is the top line, not the bottom line. And now we are managing towards it. I think for the first 18 months, we were going to be revenue neutral. And we are coming up to about 2 years now, and I think our trajectory is looking very nice. And what I do in this is I do the strategy planning, but meaning I have to act, make sure that that the activation is good. We are putting plans in place where we start inviting members in, and we start inviting customers in who will then start running our meters, so we start earning revenue. And we are running marketing campaigns for it. We have field sales activated. And that's all because of the sales activation, the strategy planning, and the activation steps that I was responsible to deliver.
Are we on time? Naomi, how are we on time? I saw 1 minute flash, about 1 minute. So, okay. All right. Thank you,
Mr. Kumar. Again, thank you for throwing your name into consideration. As Naomi said, or the city manager said, you're welcome to stay on the call and listen to the rest of the interviews.
Okay.
We will move on to Mr. Siegel, and I'm trying to see if I see him on the screen yet.
Thank you, Mr.
If my time is up, I want to thank everybody for their time. I really appreciate it, and I hope to win this opportunity. Thank you again, and good luck to the rest of the participants, to the interviewers.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Mr. Siegel is scheduled at 6:30. Has he been let into the room, or is he on the call? Just calling Mr. Siegel. There he is. He's muted, but he's there.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sid.
Good evening, Council Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem. It's nice to see you all again. And Councilman Briles, good to meet you finally, and congratulations on your appointment.
Well, we're going to jump right into it. We have a few more minutes this time around, but you have an opportunity to again make an opening statement for a few minutes, and then we'll jump into the questioning. Councilmember Bond.
Great.
After your opening statement.
Thank you, Mayor. It's an honor again to be in front of you, and thank you for your time again and your consideration for an appointment to the council. I'm requesting your appointment because I love Mill Creek, and for the last 5.5 years that my wife and I have lived here, we've loved Mill Creek. In the 10 years prior to that, when we lived just outside of Mill Creek, down 132nd, we knew we would be empty nesting here, and we absolutely loved coming into Mill Creek. It had such a great, livable community feeling to it, and we loved it. I feel responsible for giving back to my community and to serving my community, to serving the city staff and fellow council members. I'm grateful for the connections I have in this community, for the education that I've been able to take part in, for my character and work ethic, and quite honestly, the wisdom that experience and years bring. And I want to take who I am and what I'm capable of and bring that and offer it in the service of the city. I think this is a great avenue to do that in. I've been a Mill Creeker, like I said, for over 5 years, active in our community, and would like to serve our community in this capacity. Thank you.
Thank you. Before you ask your question, if I could ask the callers, if they're not speaking, to please mute your phones, because we're getting some background noise, maybe coming from whoever is caller 7. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Mayor. Welcome back, Mr. Siegel. Appreciate your interest in the open position. My question for you is, what was the primary reason or motivation in applying for the open city council seat?
Well, the primary motivation is that I do have a love of service. I'm a very active Rotarian. One of our primary mottos is service above self. I believe as a responsibility that to whom much is given, much is expected. And I've had a great life. I live in a good city. I've got great social connections, and I feel responsible to give back and to do what I can to serve this community.
Hi, Sid. John Stackler. Good to see you again.
Hi, John.
Hi. I have a question for you. Based as a citizen, based on what you've seen, what you've heard, tell me what you think a successful city council would look like.
I think a successful city council has a good connection with the citizens, in that the citizens feel that they are heard and that they are communicated to. And on the other hand, that the council is effective in providing strategy and policy to our city manager and utilizing our staff in the most effective way possible, and bringing the constraints of budget, staff capabilities of our long-term plans, and the needs of the citizens together in a collaborative environment where the city council works together, maybe not always agreeing on items, but able to bring together our decision-making to in the best interests of the city.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Sid. If you had unlimited funding and did not have to worry about the politics or the optics, what would be the first project on your list for Mill Creek and why?
I think my first project, barring all those restraints, would be a great community center for the city. I think, you know, the city has great support for the sports with the ball fields and with the indoor soccer league. We've got a great public parks. We've got great parks, a great public recreation department. But I think something that provides also a venue for more, call it artsy or more cultural events, for our children and for small theater and that sort of thing, would be a huge benefit to the city, in that it would just add one more facet to the livability and all that the city offers to the citizens.
Thank you.
Well, nice to see you again.
Hi, Sid. Stephanie.
My question this evening is, council members oftentimes have to address controversial issues or make difficult and unpopular decisions. How would you handle this aspect of being a council member?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I would think that's probably half of the responsibility of the council. I have no misgivings that the council gets together 3 times a month and makes wildly popular decisions, and everyone is happy in the process. And I would love to use just a recent personal experience to kind of outline this. A couple of weeks ago, there was a presentation made by Director Todd about our stormwater plan and the program that he's got. Great presentation, and knowing what I might know about Mike, he's, you know, going full speed ahead with that. As a homeowner and an HOA president, I had a concern about that, which I was provided time to speak that to the council, and I think I did so in a succinct and respectful way. And that's my responsibility as Sid the citizen. Now, my responsibility as Sid the council member would be to listen to the citizen, to consult with fellow council members, with the city manager and staff, to consider budgetary constraints, to consider how our long-term plan might affect the topic at hand, how our staffing capability might come into play with this, and then to work with the council collaboratively to come to a decision or come to an agreement or to address this concern. And whether the situation or whether the decision is well-liked or not by Sid the citizen, it's Sid the council's member's responsibility to communicate that he was heard, to communicate that the fact-checking was done, that the consideration was done, but ultimately to make this the decision in the interest of the city, because we do have constraints. We've got, like I said, budgetary constraints, staff constraints and such, and those affect how the business, how the city is able to do business. And while our citizens are important and we're here to serve them as well, we're also to serve the city as a whole. And I feel like if the citizen can be communicated with to understand that they were heard, they were considered, but the decision is as it was, and this is how, then I've done my responsibility as a council member to the citizen.
Thank you, Sid.
Mm-hmm. Sid, a little more straightforward question. Do you intend or anticipate to run for this position in the fall or next year in the 2021 election?
So my short answer is yes, and my long answer is that I would take your appointment to the council as a vote of confidence in my character, my passion to serve this community, and my desire to continue making Mill Creek the great city that it is. I know it's going to take time and energy to, on my part, to develop as a good council member. Mm-hmm. I also understand and respect that it would take time and energy from my fellow council members, from the city manager and his staff to become a better council member as well. I would not take that commitment on your part to me lightly, and I would do whatever I could and give the due respect in serving beyond this appointment out of respect for that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Morning, Mr. Sneagle, or Hello. Evening, whatever time it is. So my question for you today is, please tell us about your experience with long-term strategic planning and any ideas you have on how to do it well.
Yeah, I've in my career, I was often involved in long-term strategic planning, especially in the later years. It's an interesting endeavor. It is most rewarding, I think, when you can see that the long-term planning actually moves from strategy into tactics and then likewise into the operation of the organization. I certainly don't have a magic wand. I enjoy the collaboration. You know, we would often do our long-term planning in a day or two long type of out-of-the-office retreat. And what I also enjoyed and really thrived on is the fact that you could get together, forget the day-to-day cares of the business, and really really go into a whiteboarding, no ideas are bad kind of discussion, and figure out what your plans are going to be to attack your long-term strategy.
Hello, my question is, what do you see as the biggest issue or challenge facing our city?
Well, I think short-term, I think coming out of this COVID-related environment that we're in is probably the biggest thing ahead of us, especially around revenue-related issues. But I think, you know, I think things are looking less than as bad as they could be, and I've got hope for the future and that there will be a good bounce back. But long-term, I would say our growth management and community development is what is facing us in the face. I understand that Mill Creek is fairly well developed at this point in time, so it's not a lot about internal development, but we have a lot of development going on around us. So we have people going through us, which impacts our traffic planning. We've got the development of Mill Creek, the business development and such, so that we can attract more people into Mill Creek. So taking care of traffic and community development to bring people in is also a challenge that we'll have to face.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sid, we talked a lot about the attributes you bring to this role, and there are many. Which ones do you feel distinguish you from the other candidates that you see going for the same position? What makes you unique?
Oh, goodness. Well, I think what makes me unique makes us each unique in some way. I mean, I've got my background in software development and business leadership gives me a sense of long-term thinking. As I progressed through my career, being able to look at the big picture was what really enthralled me in the direction that my career went, not getting bogged down in the little ideas, but thinking big picture and thinking big term or long term. I have a strong work ethic and a real commitment and sense of loyalty to this community. I certainly can't speak to the others as to whether theirs is more or less, but I certainly bring that to the table, and I think that has taken me a long way and will continue to.
Thank you.
What does a superior level of service look like to you? Please elaborate using our city as a reference.
Yeah, I think, we've all lived here. I'm sure we've all had interactions with the city, as have I, whether I've been into the passport office to renew a passport, whether I've gone into the police department to discuss a matter, or probably most pertinent to me, whether I've gone into the city planning and permitting functions to figure out what it is that has to get done to take care of matters within my own homeowners association as president. And what really has impressed me, and what I would characterize as a very successful interaction, is the fact that when I go into a department at the city, when attention is paid, when I'm heard, when my question is understood, when answers are either provided or promised to be provided and are done so relatively quickly, and when I walk out of there feeling more equipped to do what I need to do because I've had an interaction with the city, that to me has been what has been a very successful interaction.
All right, thank you, Sid. My next question is, growth and how we accommodate the projected population is a huge issue both for our city and our region. Do you have any thoughts on how the city has handled growth in the past and how the city should handle growth in the future?
Yeah, I think I would say, characterized in general, I think the city's done a good job of handling growth in the past. I think handling the traffic side of growth is a complex issue, in part because it's not just in our hands. We've got, primarily county collaboration that has to take place. And quite honestly, I think a lot of the growth is going to be in the county around us and not necessarily right in town. So handling those traffic issues as people come through us and around us is going to be very critical. Thank you, Naomi. Thank you, Stephanie.
Well, we have 1 minute.
In the last minute, though, what's your understanding of the city manager form of government that we operate under?
I had a great mentor as I was moving through my career, and he often framed something like this in a framework of thinking: strategy, tactics, and operations. To me, the council is responsible for strategy, long-term planning, the mission statement, the vision for the city, and then communicating that to the city manager, who's responsible for tactics. The city manager figuring out, now that I've been given a strategy by the council, how do I go about executing that? And then the city manager taking those tactics and implementing them on an operational basis through his directors and through his staff.
Thank you for that. And I think we're probably down to the last 10 seconds, probably.
Well, thank you very much.
The time is up.
Thank you.
The drill. You can stay along and watch the rest of the interviews. And we have four more to go, so about another hour before we get into our deliberations.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sid.
Okay, next up is Joni Earle, and I don't see her name on the screen. I'm not sure if she's one of the callers. So is Joni on the call somewhere? You could unmute yourself or turn on your video.
I'm going to email her now.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Naomi, we're getting feedback from someone. I'm not sure if it's Naomi or Joni's line.
Naomi, mute. Oh, yay.
Joni, are you on the line?
I am.
Welcome. Are you just on the call, not on video?
Right. When I pulled up the video link, it said it was an invalid address.
Do you want to try resending it to her, Naomi, really quick to see? Are you by a computer, so if she resends it to you, you can try reopening it again?
I've got my phone, yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second. We'll email that to you again.
Okay.
Joni, while we're waiting for that, we'll just go through the preliminaries. When we do get to start your time, you'll be given, we'll have 15 minutes. You'll have a few minutes to provide an opening statement if you'd like. We have a set of 12 questions that we're using for all the candidates. So we may not ask all the same questions from that list, but all the questions that we asked are coming from the same list.
Okay.
So we'll get started here. Hopefully, if you can get the video link established.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Okay.
Trying to reestablish the video link. That was the mirror talking.
It'll be good when we can finally meet back in person someday.
Absolutely. Amen to that.
Thanks for your patience. I sent you the link.
Thank you.
Naomi, you sent it the short link, right? Yeah, perfect.
Benjamin, when we get to the questions, you'll be up.
Ah, all right.
Oh, did we lose Vincent? Something just popped up on my screen that he left. Joni left. Oh, Vincent's still there. That's weird.
His connection is still there.
Yep. I see his connection on my screen that popped up that he had left.
Mine. Keeps popping off. I can hear everybody talking, but my video disconnects and then it reconnects. It's been doing it all night and didn't used to do that like this. But I can hear everything, so that's good. I'm not losing the connection. I just can't see the video for a second.
Mine makes me look overweight.
Mine too. I'm working on that. I'm ordering a new camera.
There's a problem with mine.
I got my camera's broke too.
I hear it's not a problem if you switch to Zoom.
I wish there was a way we could adjust the cameras. My tablet only allows me to see 6 at a time. And once the 6 are in there, I can't shuffle them out. So I can't move the interviewer in and say, take Michael off or Grant or something. Like right now I have Grant, Naomi, and Michael on here.
and I don't know how to shuffle it to see the faces of the people that are actually talking, rather than to shift it to talking only. But that would be useful.
If we have a quick second, Mark, I think at the top of your screen, is there a little button that says view everyone or view?
Yes.
If you click on that arrow, you can toggle down to who's talking.
I do that.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I do, and that does allow us, that fixes it. But I don't get to see, it's nice to see the people participating. It's just, anyway. But yeah, that's the fix I use. Thank you. You're correct.
Caller 12, is that Joni that just rearrived?
Yeah, I just rearrived by phone.
Okay, it sounds like you weren't able to get on that connection either.
I didn't get another connection.
You didn't get the email, or you weren't able to connect?
Miss Earl, your email does not work. I sent it to your husband's email. The Joni Earl at Comcast.net does not work.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay, I'll switch.
Yes, I sent it to cearlco@comcast.net.
I don't know if it's okay to do this or not, Mayor, but I noticed that our next candidate is already here. Maybe what we could do is flip-flop and take the next candidate for the next 15 minutes and give Joni some time to get the connection and not feel that pressure. Can we do that?
I don't have an objection. Does anyone else object to taking them out of order? City Attorney, is there any issue with taking them out of an order different than we publicized? We can't hear you.
You're not muted, but we can't hear you.
I think we need to record. Yeah, now we can hear
you. There we go. No, I think that's
okay.
That's fine.
Okay. It says that the Safari cannot open the page because the address is invalid.
You should try Google Chrome. I've had trouble with the Safari or the Microsoft Internet.
Joni, the next candidate is here and ready to go. So why don't you see if you can open it in Chrome on you, and we'll go ahead and do the next candidate and then come back to you, if that's okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So I see Adam's name on the screen. Adam, do you want to turn on your video and unmute yourself?
Absolutely. Hello, everybody.
Hi. So I don't know how much of the proceedings you've heard. I'm Mayor Holtzclaw. We're going to have 15 minutes with you. You'll be able to start with the opening statement, and then we have a list of 12 questions that we're pulling from to ask all the candidates. So you may not be asked the same questions that another candidate's asked, but they're all coming from the same list.
Perfect. So sounds great.
With that, you can take a couple minutes to make an opening statement, and then after you are done, Councilmember Briles will start off the questioning.
Okay, great. My wife, son, and I moved to Mill Creek over 6 years ago, and from the moment we arrived, we knew that Mill Creek was a very special place. We immediately fell in love and set up our new roots in our new home. At that time, I parted with my position at Merrill Lynch, where I was in charge of multi-million dollar portfolios and corporate mergers. I did this so I could fulfill a lifelong dream of starting my own business. And our business that we started focuses on community development and helping homeowners that are in need. This opportunity has provided me with a deep knowledge of accounting, business development, employee management, as well as how to make concrete plans for the future and actionable steps on how to achieve that plan. Pardon me. All of this is for nothing, however, if we can't bring it back to our community. That's why I joined my community HOA as president and implemented an entire new system for meetings, votings, and community engagement. We improved member participation by over 500% as a result. Every step I have made is with the future in mind, and that's one reason why I've coached in the Mill Creek Little League for the past 3 years. I remember the lessons of teamwork and dedication that I learned playing Little League as a child and wanted to impart that wisdom on the next generation. It's our responsibility to preserve our community and to grow it for the benefit of our children. As the saying goes, a society grows great when old men plant trees in whose shade they know they shall never sit. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Good evening, Mr. Morgan. I've got the honor of the first question tonight for you. Please tell us about your experience with long-term strategic planning and any ideas you have on how to do it well.
All right. As I mentioned in the opening statement, I've helped facilitate mergers between large companies. And in doing so, as part of that process, we developed a sound plan for the future. We started with short-term, meaning the next year, 5 years, and proceeded onward with 10-year plans and well beyond. Within these projections, we estimate budgets and calculate an operational plan. And in doing so, we make actionable steps to accomplish that plan. It's only after that these plans are developed that we can actually move forward. And we see what the most successful companies and governments are the ones that operate today based on thoughtful planning for the future.
Hello, Mr. Morgan. This is Mark.
Hello.
Thank you for your interest in serving on the City Council.
Thank you.
My question is, what do you see as the biggest issue or challenges facing the City of Mill Creek?
Well, the biggest issues with the current pandemic, we would normally assume in this that our budget would be the biggest issue. However, recent reports have come out and they don't seem as gloomy as we once thought. This being said, we still need to continue to be fiscally responsible and make sure our budget is sound. We've made great strides with infrastructure and stormwater projects as well. The biggest issue that I see is one that is not so easily fixed, and that's that the city is near complete build-out, with these limits on growth potential and our options that we have. As a result, I think we need to find more creative ways to make Mill Creek stand out compared to our surrounding cities.
Sorry, I had to find the mute button. Hi, Mr. Morgan, how are you?
Hi, John.
It's good to see you. Okay, here's a great question, Adam. If you had unlimited funding, you didn't have to worry about politics or optics, what would be the first project on your list for Mill Creek and why?
All right, that's a fun question. Yeah. If I had unlimited funding, I think it would revolve around the Dobson property, the church property. And I think I would strive to make this property not just a city center for our citizens, but a regional center, one that the entire region and people would flock to. We could expand upon our sports park, making an athletic complex and fairgrounds for all of our festivals and events. We could also build a community center that would offer after-school programs such as STEM classes and make a home for organizations such as the Boys and Girls Club. The center would be designed with more of a multi-purpose use in mind, so it could accommodate things from theatrical performances to conferences or a meeting hall. And by the purpose of being a multi-purpose facility, we could get creative with how we're generating revenue with this property so that it does remain revenue neutral while still offering the region an epicenter that they can flock to.
Thank you.
Good evening, Adam. Do you anticipate or intend on running for this position in the 2021 election?
Absolutely. As you may know or may not know, I ran this past November, and I would plan to do so again, win or lose today. So yes, absolutely, I would be in it for the long haul.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to see you, Adam. Thank you for stepping up and applying. It was nice talking to you during the campaign season everywhere. My question this evening is this one. Growth and how we accommodate the projected population is a huge issue for our city and our region. Do you have any thoughts on how the city has handled growth in the past and how the city should handle it in the future?
Thank you for the question. I think the city has generally done a good job keeping up with the relative regional growth. As a result, we see in the reports that we're well within the levels set forth by the GMA. Since, like I mentioned before, since we are near complete build out, we have very little space for new development, which might offer some issues with keeping up with the GMA and its guidelines. With that being said, I don't think it's a good idea to rely on annexation to solve that issue. And we need to just get creative with how we use our available space that we have to meet the demands of the growing area.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adam, as a council, we oftentimes have to address controversial issues and make difficult decisions that aren't always popular. How would you handle this aspect of being a council member?
Unpopular decision making happens all the time when you own your own business as well, and I've had to do them almost on the daily basis, unfortunately. But that being said, you know, one prime example of how city council and a government can do things that may be unpopular would be with the topic of raising taxes. No one wants to raise taxes. We don't want to as city council members. Citizens don't want taxes raised. And there's always people that will get angry when you do so. But as a council member and as a leader of the community, we must act in the best interest of the entire community. And that means sometimes tax increases are necessary to preserve our city and all of the benefits for our citizens.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello again. I have a question for you. What attributes do you feel you would bring to the council that distinguishes you from the other candidates?
As a financial planner and small business owner, I understand what it takes to get the job done. I've had the opportunity to build something from the ground up and know that it is vital to have proper preparation for whatever task might be at hand. And that means doing your homework and doing all the work, rolling up your sleeves as necessary. As a council person, we also need to have knowledge of what our citizens are, what their desires are. It's also important to recognize when someone else knows more than you and defer to their knowledge and experience where applicable. I have a listen first, talk later approach, as I feel we need to first hear what the problem is and its concerns prior to forming an opinion and recommending a solution.
Hello.
Hello.
My question, what is the primary reason or motivation in applying for the open city council seat?
My primary reason is that I absolutely love Mill Creek. It's the reason I ran for city council this past November, narrowly losing by with 46% of the vote. And we have work to do as a city right now. And I think you need to be on the ground doing it by rolling up your sleeves, listening to each other, and working as a team to face the challenges that await us. And if I succeed, the city succeeds.
Kind of based on what you've seen and what you know, what does a successful city council look like to you?
What does a successful city council look like? A successful city council is one that ultimately works together. It's where its members work in collaboration with one another, where they respect and they have empathy for one another's opinions and adhere to proper decorum. We are the leaders of this community and we need to lead by example through thoughtful discussion and care for one another.
Thank you.
Mill Creek operates under a council manager form of government. Please describe for us your understanding of the roles of the council, city manager, and staff in this form of government.
The council manager type format is very similar to that of a corporation, where the council's the board, setting the vision and the plan for the future. The manager is like the CEO in charge of implementing that vision by setting up the proper departments, protocols, hiring the right people. Lastly, we have the employees, the ground people that are one of the most vital parts to this entire enterprise. They execute that plan on a daily basis, making it a reality. The employees report to the manager reports to the council, and that's how you get work done.
Hi, Adam. I'm back. Council members often have Council members oftentimes have to address controversial issues or make difficult and unpopular decisions. How would you handle the aspect of being a council member? Or did I ask that? I asked that last time, didn't I?
Yeah, there was the taxes answer was my answer for that one. Yeah.
Hold on. I didn't write down my phone questions. Is the problem? What does a superior level of service look like to you? And please elaborate using our city as a reference.
All right. The best way to answer this is to illustrate with an example from our city. And I don't think we need to look any further than our very own Mill Creek Police Department. They have record response times. They've protected our citizens engaging in civil protest. They walk kids across the street after school, hand out food to those that need in this current crisis. They're a pillar of our community that the population has come to rely on and trust upon. And I think that type of feeling is what makes a superior level of service.
Thank you.
Adam, we're going to end on a question that's timely with the politics today. The reality of our world is that our political discourse is often characterized by incivility and name-calling. How would you help ensure that Mill Creek maintains a more civil level of discourse?
One word, respect. We have to have respect for one another, no matter what our different viewpoints may be. You folks are a prime example of this. I've come to many council meetings, and I've never heard you guys speak ill of one another. You share your opinions, even when you have differences, but discuss and make sure each other understands the different vantage points. And then ultimately come to a consensus that takes into account all sides of a project.
Thank you for that. I think with that question, we made it through our list of 12. So,
all right.
thank you again. You are welcome to stand by. We are at the midway point. Does the council want to take a 2 or 3 minute break to hit the bathroom? I see a couple hands up. So we will take a break for about 3 minutes. So we'll be right back. Okay, we've got six of us back. We're waiting on the city manager and the city clerk, the city attorney. Looks like, Joni, you got the video to work. I see a camera up.
Can you hear me?
We can. Loud and clear. Great. We'll get started here in just a minute. We're just waiting for a couple more people.
Okay. Hi, Grant.
Oh, hi, Joni.
Hey, Brian, we may want to let Mr. Raymer know that he's supposed to be following Mr. Morgan, but we actually did a flip-flop of Mr. Raymer, so we flipped Joni for Adam. So you'll be going after Joni, who's going to be next.
Yeah, thank you for that clarification. We had a little technical difficulty, so we flipped so we could keep going. But we'll be back to you, Mr. Raymer, in about 15 minutes.
All right. You want me to drop off or just turn my camera off and microphone off and not listen?
That's fine.
Okay. I'll mute and not listen to anything. And I'll wait for you guys to wave at me and I'll come back.
Okay. Is the city manager back on?
Not yet.
Can we have caller 7 mute?
I'm caller 7.
Okay, don't mute then.
Okay, I think we're all back. Joni, I hear you, but I see a chair.
You see a chair?
Camera's looks like it's pointing at a chair.
Oh.
Maybe the Clint Eastwood thing.
Yeah, so it's in your settings, in the camera settings, that you want the front-facing camera, not the rear.
Okay.
Or you could just sit right in front of
it. We're getting closer. There we go. I see a hand.
How do you get to your camera, though?
Well, heck. I don't know how to get all the way there. Did that work?
No, we don't. Your video is not up. We just see your initials and your name.
So we need you to turn the phone on, and then there's a button in the lower right-hand corner that will reverse the camera.
Mayor, our suggestion from technical support is that possibly Joni Earle's Safari needs an update. If I might suggest, we can go the next candidate and give Ms. Earle an opportunity to do that.
No.
Either that or we can, if Joni, would you be comfortable just proceeding with the audio and not the video?
I am.
Okay, let's go ahead and proceed in that manner then. So we have 15 minutes with each candidate, so we'll give you the floor to start with an opening statement if you'd like, and then when you're done with your statement, Councilmember Briles will start the questioning.
Okay. Well, I'm excited about the opportunity to compete for the city council position because while it's been 29 years since I worked at Mill Creek, it has a very close spot in my heart. My husband and I moved back here over a year ago, and we've really enjoyed it. I lived in an apartment when I was city manager. So it's nice to be in our condo here in Fairway Village. I'm interested in serving on the city council because I have a history of local government. That's been mainly my career. And my dad was actually on the city council in Bremerton for 12 years. So I've got it in my DNA. I think Mill Creek, it's pretty built out now from when I was here, but with town center and all the development that has occurred, it's just a beautiful place to live. And I think there's potentially more opportunities for commercial development if that's what the city wants. So still lots of stuff to do.
Thank you for that. Benjamin, if you'd like to begin the questions.
Good evening, Ms. Earle. Thank you. The first question I've got for you is, please tell us about your experience with long-term strategic planning and any ideas you have on how to do it well.
Well, the big picture, you start with the vision and the mission, and then you establish goals, which I would think the city council would do in concert with the city manager. And then you plan for how you're going to implement those goals. So I have a lot of experience with strategic planning in all my various jobs.
Is that the end of your answer, Joni?
Yes.
Okay. Joni, Miss Joni Earle, it's Mark Bond. And it is a pleasure.
Mark.
Hi. I don't know if you remember me.
I do.
I very much remember you. July of 1990, I got hired by the city of Mill Creek, and you were my first city manager. And I thought you were amazing. Now, to be honest, I would have probably thought anybody was amazing because I was so excited to have my dream job. But it was wonderful that the short window that it was my pleasure to work for you as my city manager. You were wonderful. And I was thrilled to see your name
Mark.
On the list. So I have you're welcome. And thank you for your interest in serving on the council. My question for you is, what do you see as the biggest issue or challenges facing the city of Mill Creek?
Well, I think it's partially that while the city's just about built out, you've got a lot of development around you. And that has an impact on traffic. And so I think we need to figure out how to deal with the impacts of the outside growth. And guess that's it.
Thank you.
Hi, Joni. This is John Steckler. Hi. Here's my question. It's a fun question. You're going to like this one. Let's say if you had unlimited funding and you didn't have to worry about politics or optics, what would be the first project on your list for Mill Creek and why? And I say retirement home for Mark Bond. That is not.
Well, town center is such a special place, but there's not a community center per se. So there's the senior center up off of 132nd, but not a place for people to come together. So I guess that's what I would look for, is to find a way to do that and let people rent it or volunteer or whatever.
Thank you.
Good evening, Joni. Councilman Cavallari here. How are you?
I am fine, thanks.
Do you intend or anticipate running for this position in the 2021 election?
Yes, I've already started to talk to people about it in case I get appointed. I've Thank never you. Run for office before, so.
Hi, Ms. Earle. This is Councilmember Stephanie Vignell. It's nice to meet you. I've heard great things. Nice to see that Mark knows you as well. My question this evening is of growth and how we accommodate the projected population is a huge issue for both our city and our region. Do you have any thoughts on how the city has handled growth in the past and how the city should handle growth in the future?
Well, I think the city has handled growth well with the design standards and the way the city was planned originally. So I think it's done a good job to date. Future growth, I don't know if there's much left in Mill Creek for residential growth. Is there? I just don't know. When I drive around the city, it doesn't look like it. but we did the first Growth Management Act comprehensive plan and laid out the urban growth boundaries for the city when I was city manager. And frankly, I don't recall where those boundaries went and if we still have room to reach the urban growth boundary.
Thank you, Joni.
Joni, this is Brian Holtzclaw. Good evening.
Good evening.
My question is, what does a successful city council look like to you?
It's collaborative, and I think it's honest. And when I say honest, I mean when you're dealing with difficult issues, then you've got to be real honest and transparent with the public about why you're doing what you're doing, et cetera. Respect for one another, I think, is a key. And I just think collaboration and respect goes a long ways.
And thank you for your answer. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think the other thing is that the city council has a role in oversight of the city management. And so I think a successful city council is one that works well with the city manager and his leadership team.
Thank you for that answer. This is Benjamin Bryles again, and I've got another question for you. What attribute do you feel you would bring to the council that distinguishes you from the other candidates?
I think part of it's my history. I actually was here when the transition happened between United Development Corporation and the City Council. That's how far back it goes, from 1987. So I have a lot of history with the city, and I don't know where the skeletons are, but I think that history helps and makes it different than probably any of the other candidates from what I saw. I also think my communication style is good, and I like to be direct. And I think my experience of having been the city manager and then going to the city council, I think would be valuable and different from any of the other candidates. And I've got my county experience too, which I think helps because the city operates within the county and there's lots of crossover issues that can occur
Thank you, Joni. Next question is, what was the primary reason, motivation? What was your primary reason or motivation in applying for the open seat?
I want to be involved in the community. I think I bring something to the table with my experience, and it just seemed like a way to get involved within the city fairly quickly, since I've only been here just a little over a year. So it's really my wanting to be involved and active with the city.
Hi, Joni, it's John Steckler again. My question to you, council members often have to address some very controversial issues or make very difficult, very unpopular decisions. How would you handle this aspect of being a council member?
Well, I think a key to dealing with difficult decisions is if you're honest about why you voted for what you voted for or were going to vote for. I think people can accept disagreeing with one another. But if you're transparent and you're honest, I think it goes a lot easier.
Thank you.
What does a superior level of service look like to you? And please elaborate using our city as a reference.
Well, customer service is critical, and I think when people come into City Hall, they're either doing direct business or they're complaining. That's my experience. And I think superior customer service is being able to listen to the person and find an answer. And if you can't find an answer, be honest about it and give them a timing of when you'll be able to get them an answer.
Hi, Joni. This is Council Member Vignelle again. My next question is, the reality of our world today is that our political discourse is often characterized by incivility and name-calling. How do you help ensure that Mill Creek maintains a more civil discourse?
Well, you start with what you have, which is civil discourse, is civil, not discourse, is a lot of civility among the council. And I just think that I would be a participant in that civility with my style
Is that the end of your answer, Joni?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll end with what might be characterized as a softball, given your background. Can you describe your understanding of the roles of this council, the city manager, and staff in our form of council manager, form of government?
The council runs the city, just kidding. In the city manager form of government, the city manager runs the day-to-day operations of the city, and the city council sets the guidance and the policy direction and does oversight of the city manager.
Okay, thank you for that. I think with that, we're probably down by the time we get to Councilmember Briles. The time would be up by the time he ends the question. So thank you, Joni. As with the others, you're welcome to stay on the line. I see Ryan Nichols has joined us, so he's muted. That's great. We are we're down to our last three. So, Mr. Raymer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joni.
Thank you, Joni.
Thank you, Joni.
John, we're waving at you. John?
Oops.
He told us to wave, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Hey, everyone wave.
Everybody wave at John. Okay, he's having fun with us now.
He's tabbed to a different program, I'm sure.
Either that or he's watching something. He's watching a TV show.
I think he's reading something based on what I see in his glasses.
I'll try to call him, Mayor.
Thank you.
Do we have time to ask Johnny what Mark Bond was like?
I think he sees there. I see guys. Waving. You missed all six of us waving at you.
I saw three of you because half the screen was busy doing other stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, John. So we have a few more minutes than we had the last time around. So you know the ground rules and what we're going to be doing. So the floor is yours to make an opening statement. And then after that, where'd we leave off? I believe Councilmember Broyles will start the questioning after your opening statement. The floor is yours.
All right. Hi, I'm John, but you already know that, and me, as I've been attending City Council meetings for the past 2.5 years. What I'd like to spend my 2 minutes on is telling you some things about me that you don't know. First, you may recall I may have mentioned that my last military assignment, I was the commander of a unit and a base in Southern California. I had 11 offices in 9 states and a $2 billion annual budget. What you don't know is that there are only 2 military troops in that command, including me. The rest were all civilians. Now that's significant because commanding military troops is different than leading civilians. It's all about the art of compromise and communication. Now, I spent 4 years as a commander dealing with personnel issues, ratings, bonuses, training, legal reviews, an IT department, pretty much everything. I had my own police department. I had my own public works department. I even oversaw the development of former military lands into a $140 million private commercial housing complex. And most importantly, to the city of Mill Creek, in my opinion, I was responsible for the monitoring and maintenance of hundreds of miles of underground petroleum pipelines in California. I don't think you'll find more strict regulations for pipeline maintenance anywhere in the country. That's important for obvious reasons to the city of Mill Creek. I've got a unique set of skills that I think can benefit the city. I've led people for decades with professionalism and integrity. There have been times where I've had to deal with persons that have disagreed with me, made unfortunate choices, or disappointed me in some way, and I still went back to work with them the next day. That's called being professional. And as any military officer can tell you, it's trained into you from day one. I've been told many times that I'm a very easygoing leader, well-versed in team building, and know how to make compromises for the betterment of all. And that's what I would like to do as a member of this Mill Creek City Council. I hope I can work with each of you for many years to come, and I would be delighted to take any of your questions at this point.
All right, well, hello, Mr. Raymer.
Hi there.
How are you? Councilman Broyles. I would like to ask you to tell us about your experience with long-term strategic planning and any ideas you have on how to do it well.
Oh, I'm actually extremely well-versed in long-term strategic planning. I went to the strategic planning school for Air Force Space Command when I was assigned to them, and I helped my wing write our long-term strategic planning document, including the vision, the mission, the goals, and all of the different parts that lead to it. I've done it. The Air Force is all about strategic long-term thinking. So I've done extensive amounts of writing of business plans and strategic plans, and am very, very well-versed with the process of doing that.
Hello, John. Thank you for your interest in serving on the council.
Thank you. Hi, Mark.
Hello. My question for you is, what do you see as the biggest issue or challenges facing the city of Mill Creek?
Ooh, right now, many, many people would probably say, oh, COVID, COVID, COVID. I'm not one of the people on the COVID train saying that the disease itself is a disaster. I think that traffic and getting the ease of access to the city of Mill Creek is probably our biggest problem. As the population in our area grows, and we know that it's going to grow, we've all been in the meetings and seen the projections for the next 10 to 15 years. Access into and out of the city is going to be a critical and crucial thing. So I personally think that traffic is the biggest problem facing Mill Creek in the future.
Hey, John. It's funny. You mentioned you've been observing City Council for about 2.5 years now at every meeting. Tell me, on your observation and your thoughts, what does a successful City Council look like?
I would like to say the six of you, and I'm not saying that because I'm kowtowing up or anything like that. The hallmark of any organization that can work together and the leaders work together is respect and good communications. And I have attended the City Council meetings for 2.5 years and seen nothing but honesty and respect from each of the members to each of the other members. And that is absolutely crucial. And I can say I compared this to other cities because I've done work for the city of Linwood for veterans, and I helped Linwood adopt the ship the same way I helped Mill Creek adopt a ship for their Navy base. And so I attended several of the Linwood City Council meetings. I can say they were a bit raucous. I'm not trying to poke at our neighbors or anything, but the Mill Creek City Council understands that respect and communication makes a successful organization, and I really hope to be a part of it because that's the way I live my life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, John.
Hi, Vincent.
Councilman Cavalier here. What attribute?
In and out at the moment.
We're losing your connection, Vince. Stephanie, why don't you jump in and take the next question while Vince reestablishes his connection.
All right. Hi, John. How are you?
Good. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm good. So my question is going to be, where did it go? If you had unlimited funding and did not have to worry about the politics or the optics, what would be the first project on your list for Mill Creek and why?
I absolutely love this question. I've thought about it a lot. If I had unlimited funds, I would address the big issue that I mentioned earlier, the traffic flow. I would six lane 164th, and I would connect the nature trail from the northern side to the southern side of that with a big bridge, walking bridge over 164th. And on that bridge, I'd say, welcome to Mill Creek, and make it a even more amazing community for access for people and joggers and bicyclists and foot traffic and nature trail, all that kind of good stuff. I think that would be just a wonderful thing.
Thank you, John.
Mm-hmm.
Vince, do you want to try your connection? Okay, we'll keep going. He's having having technical difficulties.
About now.
It's better. Why don't you go ahead and yes, we can.
I can't hear.
We can hear you.
How about now? Sorry about that, John. My apologies.
Yeah, we can hear you.
John, what attributes do you feel you would bring to the council that distinguishes you from other candidates?
Simply put, professionalism and integrity.
How about now?
I'm a military officer. I may be retired, but I still integrity first is the Air Force's motto, and I still live that way my entire life. I've lived that way, and I will continue to live that way. So I will bring professionalism and respect to the council, treat all members equally, listen, communicate with them well, and do the same thing in my interactions with the public. That's the most important thing in life is respect.
Thanks for that. And I don't know if you heard my apology, but it's sincere. Thanks.
No worries. Technical difficulties abound, you know.
The COVID reality. John, my question follows up on a few of the answers you've already given, and it relates to growth. How do you think the city has handled growth to date? And what are your thoughts on how we should handle it going forward?
I honestly, this may not be the most popular of answers, but it's the way I feel. And I don't think we have done enough to address growth in the future. I think that there are going to be a large influx of people over the next 10 to 20 years. And I've seen the projections of an extra 5,000 people into the Mill Creek area. I think that's too conservative. I think that's going to be greater than that. And I don't think that we are doing enough to plan for that. You have to plan for this. You all know this. If you don't plan for it, then external forces will impose it upon you. So I personally think that Mill Creek needs to be looking a great deal into future planning for larger numbers and contingencies for it. We need better roads. We need more housing. We need a better interconnected traffic system and possibly Swift bus or a trolley or something in the area. I think we need to do a little bit more, and I've got many ideas on how to do that. I've been involved in those kind of things in the past, and I hope to bring those to the table and better prepare our city for the next 10 to 20 years, because I think we need to do more than what we've done so far. Not saying bad things about the council members. This is my personal opinion. I think we need to be more aggressive.
Benjamin?
That's right. I go after Brian. Sorry. Okay. And in that case, so the question I have for you then is, the reality of our world today is that our political discourse is often characterized by incivility and name-calling. How would you help ensure Mill Creek maintains a more civil discourse?
I'm going to go back to my roots as a military officer. Integrity and respect. Integrity first. Don't do anything, don't say anything that you would be embarrassed about if it was made in the public. And everything we are going to do as a council is in public. Treat everyone with respect. Treat everyone with courtesy. Be professional about everything that you do. I can't say anything more than that. Respect and courtesy. Professionalism.
Thank you. What was the primary reason or motivation in applying for the open council seat?
I've wanted to be on the council for a while. I want to give back to the city. I told the story before about my son going on walkabout and the city of Mill Creek welcoming us like no other city has ever done. And that means more to me than I could possibly emote in words. Mill Creek has welcomed me and made me feel like this is my home. And I want to give my skill set back to my community. So I want to be a member of the council so I can serve my community.
Thank you.
Hey John, I don't think anybody's asked this question of you, but Mill Creek operates under a council manager form of government. Please describe for us your understanding of the roles of the council, the city manager, and the staff in this form of government.
Sure. The council sets the policies, makes the decisions, said this is what we want to do. City manager, execute this policy and decisions as we've passed it on to you. The city manager is the council's only employee. The city manager then goes to his staff, passes the council's decisions on, and implements their decisions, implements their policies as best as he can according to the laws of the state of Washington and the regulations of the city. The staff goes out and executes their instructions from the city manager.
Thank you.
I hope this works now. Do you intend or anticipate running for this position in 2021 election?
I'm so glad you asked me that question because I really wanted to answer it. I was actually intending to run against position number 3 at the next election, no matter what. So yes, I fully intend to run for this position in the next election cycle.
Thank you.
I'm like 1 minute left. What does a superior level of service look like to you? Please elaborate using our city as a reference, if you have time.
Sure. Happy customers, happy citizens of our city. People that come to City Hall and get their passports done quickly and with a smile. A police department, then when somebody calls them, they're knocking on their front door saying, I'm here to help you in minutes and not hours. Happy citizens because of service from our city staff. That's what it makes a difference.
Thank you, John.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, interest John.
In the open position. We are at 8 o'clock and we have two more interviews, which will take us to 8:30. So why don't we do a motion to accept? I don't think we're going to need this much time, but why don't we just extend the regular meeting to 10 if someone wants to make a motion, take care of that business now.
So moved.
I'll make a motion to extend to what, 9:30?
Well, we don't have to go to the time we go to. So how about we just make it 10 and that way we avoid having to extend it again if we come to that.
All right, change my motion.
Councilmember Stecker already made the motion to extend to 10. Do you second that motion, Councilmember Cavallari?
Sure, second. Yes.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Meeting is extended to 10 o'clock. Thank you. With that, I see, and I'm going to just call her by her first name, no disrespect. Melissa, you want to unmute yourself? Welcome
Hello.
Back.
Hi. Thank you.
We have a few more minutes than we had last time, so again, we'll provide you an opportunity to make an opening statement of a few minutes, and once we are done with that, looks like the questioning will begin with me. So with that, you have the floor to make an opening statement.
Well, thank you so much. So my name is Melissa Duque. Thank you for having me tonight. I am the current chair of the Park and Recreation Board that I've been a part of for the last couple years. And you may recently remember me from a few weeks back when I interviewed for the other vacant position. As my letter of intent shares, I have experience as a board member for a couple of nonprofits, and I am the president of my HOA. Professionally, I'm a project manager with a background in public relations, and I have experience in assessing and developing budgets. I also have experience on the other side, supporting boards, both as a staff member and as a consultant. I am an 8-year resident of the city of Mill Creek, and I feel very lucky and very fortunate to be a part of this community, especially during this pandemic and during this time. I feel it's essential to give back through service, and I feel that my experiences would be a welcome new voice for the city council.
Thank you, Melissa. I'm going to start off with what I think is my favorite question and a little bit of a hypothetical. You had unlimited funding, and if politics weren't an issue, politics or optics weren't an issue, what would be the first project on your list for Mill Creek and why?
So I do want to say that I was fortunate to, as I mentioned, be part of the interview. So I've actually been thinking about this since then. John Seckler is the one who asked it to me last time. And I've been like thinking around what would I do? And I had the, you know, my initial reaction was, oh, I think there's this opportunity for some type of programs for children and for adult and for teenagers because of what's happening with COVID, and realizing there's this lack of like childcare and work around when the school system isn't set in place. But to go a completely different route, I think there's this opportunity across 35th in the new near the farm, that area of land that I know that is in parts and, you know, communication with about building walkways and work like that. But I think there's this opportunity there, not to overdevelop it, but to really make it that central park location for the city of Mill Creek, not central because it's not in the middle of us, but a public area where people who are not part of the Mill Creek Community Association would be able to walk and enjoy outdoor space. So that's what I would do is, you know, unlimited funds, figuring out the best way to make that a place where community members can go to.
Hello, Ms. Duque. I am going to ask you a question I find very exciting. Please tell us about your experience with long-term strategic planning and any ideas you have on how to do it well.
That is fabulous, and thank you. And that says a lot that that's your favorite kind of question. And so I appreciate knowing that about you. You know, for me, what I find is that there's a huge focus on short term, and short term can be anywhere 1 to 5 years. So you're thinking about what your objectives are and how you can meet this execution. But the long term aspect really gets left out. And so for me, I believe what's key is really sticking to and understanding what is that objective and what are the strategies that you want to meet it, and being able to be flexible and evolving and actually figuring out checkpoints in determining what's going well, what's not going well, and being able to be flexible in that.
Thank you. Mark Bond here. Welcome back. Thank you for your interest. My question is, what do you see as the biggest issue or challenge facing the city?
The impact of what COVID is going to do, not just in the next year, but what the impact will be like in 5 to 10 years, how things will impact the growth, how schools and classroom sizes get impacted, jobs, people actually working those essential jobs. And I don't mean to belittle by essential, but I'm just saying that term we keep hearing about essential jobs, and finding ways that those essential workers are actually living in the city of Mill Creek. I think there's all these, you know, repercussions of what this will look like. So for me, I think that is what is the biggest thing moving forward that we really have to look towards. And then with it, in terms of pre kind of COVID and what's happening now within the city about transparency in terms of what community members or residents are talking about and trying to figure about what is happening, I think there's an opportunity to be proactive in sharing what the goals, mission, next steps are from the city so that it's not so reactive.
Thank you. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, I got a question for you. So based on what you've seen and what you've heard and your opinion, I'd like to know what you think a successful city council looks like.
I think a successful city council is a group of residents who are always keeping in mind the other residents in the communities. Not just maybe the people who voted for them, but the people who aren't active, you know, the people who don't come to city council meetings, the people who just, you know, who are working in Seattle and who are driving back, or who just they don't even think about what their city council does. It's keeping those people in mind in any of the decisions that you're doing and thinking about it as a group. Sometimes the most vocal residents are the ones who are angry. And so it's also good to remember the people who aren't angry, or maybe the people who just don't know. So they didn't have the clarification so that they wouldn't get so angry when something came up because maybe they missed something critical beforehand. So I think that would be a supportive city council thinking through all those voices and how then to best reach them in different ways and capacities. So it's not just one, you know, just press releases or just, you know, the obligatory like Facebook post that looks like a press release.
Thank you.
Fun little squares. I feel like Hollywood squares. I'll take X.
For I think Finn is next.
Oh, I'm next. I'm sorry about that. I thought Steckler didn't think you went. Anyway, hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hello.
What was the primary reason or motivation in applying for the open council seat?
I have always been a part of some type of student council, student government, board committee, workshop group, whatever it's come about. I mean, since seventh grade, this has kind of been in my plan of what I've wanted to do and what I've have always been interested in doing, running for campaigns in college and in high school. And, you know, life gets you where you're busy working and figuring out your professional career and what that looks like. And maybe you make time to be on a board for a nonprofit, looking for those ways. And it was the last election cycle that really got me thinking, wow, is there anyone who looks like me in my local government? You know, just something as just basic like that. Is there someone like me there that's representing maybe my voice that I just didn't know? And so then it was me learning and looking into it and trying to find committees and groups. And I applied back in 2018 for a vacancy then. And it really showed me what I was lacking in terms of experience through really understanding the city of Mill Creek. And so I took that and was able to get part of the Parks and Recreation Board and do, you know, the focus group for the website and a project with arts and beautification, just really getting to understand a better picture of what it is City of Mill Creek. And so I'm applying because I still really believe that there is an opportunity for my voice to be, that's something new, that's something different. That would be helpful to the direction that as the city of Mill Creek continues to grow and we have new residents who are like me in many different ways.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa, for applying again and coming before us this evening and all your work on the Parks Board. My question this evening is this one. Growth and how we accommodate the projected population is a huge issue both for our city and for our region. Do you have any thoughts on how the city has handled growth in the past and how the city should handle it in the future?
Yes, I do. Specifically because I think we get, you know, an update on a project that the decision was made 6, 7, 10 years ago, and then it gets brought up again, and then everyone is like back into this and they're trying to make changes, but it was decisions that were made previously. And I think there was just like a lack of understanding of what it means for the project to be right now. For the Arts and Beautification committee, I worked on a research project about the city of Mill Creek, and I got to interview lots of residents and some city council members at the time and former city council members who would talk about how easy the drive was to Seattle and you know, how it didn't take any length of time and how there's just too much construction now and how this used to all be farms. And there was a little bit of a disconnect of what it means, like that ideal city of Mill Creek versus just what is actually happening in the world and just growth in that people need homes. People who are the ones who are bagging your groceries, they need a place to live and they have a place, you know, finding opportunities to make sure that there are spaces that we're being responsible in how we're growing and how we're making sure to be transparent in what is a responsibility from the city and what the city can manage as a city council and what is just growth in 2020.
Thank you, Melissa.
Melissa, I have a pretty straightforward question. Do you intend or anticipate running for this position in the election in 2021?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for that quick response. All right. So I have another question for you. The reality of our world today is that our political discourse is often characterized by incivility and name calling. How would you help ensure Mill Creek maintains a civil discourse?
Modeling good behavior, starting with myself. This is something that I remember answering last time. And it's just something that's really important. If you don't, You have to be the change that you see, that kind of thing. But really, it's about how I respect each one of you within the city council, each of the people who attend the meetings, but also how I respect and treat staff in meetings and outside, and being punctual and respectful with everyone, and modeling that, you know, I want to be treated a certain professional way in interactions. And so I then expect that same being done to me, knowing that this is a very heated, passionate time. And so also giving a little bit of leeway when people might, when an individual might just speak out of turn because they're just so excited and emotional, and remembering that moment of just kind of calming down in myself, in my reaction. So it doesn't add to it, if that makes sense. So that's not a building upon.
Thank you. Mill Creek operates under a council manager form of government. Please describe for us your understanding of the roles of the council, the city manager, and staff in this form of government.
Thank you. I have described it to my friends in other cities who do not have it this way, that, you know, there's the, like, the board of directors, then you have the, you know, chief executive officer who handles certain things, and then you have the staff with it. So that the city council works through vision and setting policies and thinking through the direction of the city with the assistance with the city manager, who then works with the staff in implementing, executing that work. What's really key and important there, though, is the residents, our constituents, and what is their voice and what they want to share, and being responsible as a city council member to be hearing them and to showcase that when we're thinking about the policies and we're thinking about what are the things that we're working on and the direction that we're going.
Thank you.
Melissa, I'm next, but we don't have time for another question. So I know I speak for the council, and I say thank you so much for applying.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. If I can just one quick moment, I wanted to make sure I was succinct this time and answered more questions than last time. That was my goal. I hope that came across. That was my goal, and I feel really proud of it. I just want
to hold you to that.
When you like check something off.
Melissa. You did well, Melissa.
Thank you, everyone.
And with that, we are down to our final candidate for the evening. I see he just turned on his video. If he would unmute himself, I see Ryan Nichols on Hollywood Squares. Mr. Nichols, welcome. Thank you for applying for the open position. We have about 15 minutes tonight. We'll provide you an opportunity to make an opening statement, after which we'll start with questions, which will begin with Councilmember Steckler. We have a list of 12 questions we're asking from, so you may not be asked the same questions that everyone else has been asked, but you'll be asked questions from the same list. So with that, I'll turn the floor over to you to make an opening statement, and then we'll move into questions. We can't hear you.
Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Beautifully.
Okay, sorry about that. All right, let me start this over. My name's Ryan Nichols. I'm actually, from my understanding and looking at some of the candidates, one of the newer residents here to Mill Creek. My wife and I and our five kids moved here just about 2 years ago. And we have the wide range from a 19-year-old, she's actually in college, so she's not here with us, and a 16-year-old, a 6-year-old, and then 4-year-old twins. So we got the whole range of kids there. But when we moved to Washington, we were able to, you know, we were looking around on where to kind of plant our roots. And Mill Creek really was the only place that we wanted to be. It has everything that we really need, from a phenomenal school system to just the amenities. As well, what brought us here, I work for T-Mobile. I'm a director in one of the IT departments in T-Mobile. I have a large staff that goes from multiple countries, multiple cities, as well as that helps me out with strategic planning, which I think will be an asset to part of the city council. But again, being part of this, I am also now part of the Parks and Rec Board, as the last candidate with Melissa. I am actually the vice chair. That's what got me involved in kind of the civic duty and what made me want to really become part of the city council, as I've been doing that for the past year and trying to make a difference in the town that we live in and give back to what they've done for us so far within the short term that I've lived here. And I'm ready to take the questions that you have for me.
All right, Ryan, I'm your first one here, so I'm going to give you my favorite question. Okay. If you, now you've been, you say a short time, been long enough, a year and a half. If you had unlimited funding and you didn't have to worry about the politics or the optics, what would be the first project on your list for Mill Creek and why?
Sure thing. So this is a fun question. I think what I would do is I would actually, with unlimited funding, revitalize kind of our downtown. I think we have a phenomenal downtown, but I'd like to actually make it a little bit more pedestrian friendly, as well as add in a mix of kind of the services and the vendors that we have, as along with kind of entertainment type stuff for kids to make it, to bring people in, to make them be able to come in pedestrian friendly, also connected to the phenomenal trail systems that we have. I think by doing that, it would just kind of entice more people to Mill Creek, let's say even from the surrounding areas, which would help economically to bring more money in, but as well then bring, you know, have little, whether you'd say splash parks or small little parks just in and around. So as families are walking through, it gives them an opportunity. The kids will like to be there, gives them opportunities to bring there something for everyone to be able to utilize. And as well, it will, I think, you know, have something for all ranges of kids. Like I said, I have all those ranges of kids and the families, and bring them in. So with unlimited funding, I think that's what I would focus on as my first project.
Thank you.
Good evening, Ryan. Councilmember Cavalieri here. Please tell us about your experience with long-term strategic planning and any ideas you have on how to do it well.
Certainly. As I mentioned, as a director at T-Mobile, one of my jobs and one of my roles is actually strategic planning for my department. One of the things we have to look for, especially within the wireless and technology industry, is things are changing constantly. So we often have to look at the 12, two-year road, five-year road down the line. So we are constantly doing strategic planning in my area. And one of the things that I think helps us out, especially within technology, which I think translate to the city council, is you have to be flexible about it. You have to understand, as you start to push out that long-term strategic planning, you know, the 12-month goals are very easily attainable. But as you start to stretch that out, you need to make sure that we can pivot. You make the plans, you make the strategy, but you have to have the ability to be able to pivot to the way, to circumstances. I don't think any of us would have thought about COVID was going to hit us back in 2019. So you need to make sure that as you're planning these things, what are contingencies and how can we pivot to something different and still get the principal ideal of what we are trying to plan done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan, for applying and coming in this evening. My question is, growth and how we accommodate the projected population is a huge issue both for our city and our region. Do you have any thoughts on how the city has handled growth in the past and how the city should handle it in the future?
Very good question. As far as how it's handled in the past, being a new resident, you know, within the past couple of years, I'll be honest, I don't have a lot of understanding of how it's been handled in the past. But for future growth, I think one of the things you need to be able to focus on is making sure the amenities are there. And I don't just mean restaurants or things like that, but you want to make sure that we have access to the medical facilities that can handle the growth, whether it's Swedish or Providence or any of these other Everett clinics. We want to make sure that we have enough of them around, things, you know, items like that, as well as we need to make sure that the roadways. You know, we have we have the roads that are kept up to date, and you know, they can handle the traffic that will be coming in and out, as well as then facilities. If we are growing, we're trying to attract families. We want to make sure that, do we have enough schools for the kids? Do we have enough facilities to be able to keep them in here and not going to, let's say, programs over in Lidwood or over in Snohomish? We want to make sure that we have the facilities that can house them in this area. So it's making sure that we can handle, you know, we have the facilities, and again, not just shops and things like that, but we have the other facilities, the essentials like medical, schooling, things like that, to handle the growth.
Thank you.
Ryan, with four of your five kids still at home, do you anticipate or plan to run for this position in 2021?
Yes, I do. That is a good question. And yes, I do. We are fortunate. Both my wife and I are actually working. My wife is an attorney in Everett. Because of that, we actually have an au pair that lives with us, who actually helps us out with our kids. So we have, for the four kids, we have enough of the childcare to be able to handle things. And I would make it a priority to make to run again in 2021.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Nichols.
Good evening.
I'd like to ask you, what attributes do you feel you would bring to the council that distinguishes you from the other candidates?
So what I believe that I can bring to the council is, I do, as I've mentioned earlier in one of the other questions, I do have some experience in the strategic planning, as well as being able to work with a bunch of different cultures, with a bunch of different individuals, both in, you know, in my business at T-Mobile, as well as some of the other businesses that I've worked at. So being able to discuss things and items, as well as negotiate with vendors, I think that's a strength that I have. I believe I can bring that to the table and help out the city council.
Hello, Mark Bond here. Pleasure to meet you. Thank you for your interest in the seat. My question for you is, what do you see as the biggest issues or challenges facing the city of Mill Creek?
I'm sure many of the other candidates have probably said something similar, but I do believe that COVID is probably one of the biggest challenges, but not only for the disease, but how the financial impacts it's had on the city, the economical impact due to, let's say, vendors or some of the companies that haven't been able to hold on or, you know, shut their doors. That obviously has an economic impact on the city. So how do we handle that going forward? How do we attract or retain the businesses here while not hurting our economic impact, because we need their tax dollars and the revenue that's coming in to be able to help us out?
Thank you.
Ryan, council members oftentimes have to address some very controversial issues and or make very unpopular decisions. How would you handle this aspect of being a council member?
Very good question. This is something that I have to deal with as well in my own job, having to make difficult decisions. And I think one of the things that you have to do is one, you have to make them. You can't avoid those decisions. But what I've done and what's helped me out in my line of business is making sure that you're being transparent. You're explaining the reasons why the decisions have to be made. They still have to be made, whether you want to or not. But we need to be able to explain and create the understanding of, this is where we're going. This is the direction of why we have to make this decision. Whether we like it or not, we can't make everyone happy, but we still have to do it. Leader of my company, leaders in the city of Mill Creek, have to make certain decisions, but being transparent about it, I think, will help our citizens be able to understand where we're going with the direction.
Thank you.
Ryan, the reality of our world today is that our political discourse is often characterized by incivility and name calling. How would you help ensure Mill Creek maintains a more civil discourse?
My thought on that would be, is we all need to understand one, the work that we're doing is nonpartisan work. We are working towards a town that we are all residents in. So what we need to do is we all work together. We all need to understand we have that common ground. You know, we understand what we're trying to attain. And again, you know, that is kind of nonpartisan type work that we're trying to accomplish for the city. And we just focus on that. We focus on that together and have an understanding and have a discussion with each other when we have differing opinions. But again, at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is to be able to better the town that we all live in, that we're all residents of as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. My next question is, what does a superior level of services look like to you? And please elaborate using our city as a reference.
Sure thing. So what I see as the superior level of service is, and actually I'm going to kind of mimic it to a different example, is Disney World, we'll say. And what people think of when they go to Disney World is that it's clean. Everyone is nice. Everything is working and functionally properly. I would say the same thing for Mill Creek. Mill Creek is one of the things that caught our eye, my wife's and my eye, when we moved here, is when you come into the town, it's beautiful. Everything is clean. Everything is working great. Everything, when the people that we spoke to, when we looked at houses or when we looked at the schools, everyone really had this badge of honor for living in Mill Creek. And I kind of, you know, do the similar thing to, you know, I liken that to something at like I've always experienced at a Disney park, is that everything is just working properly. And everything, whether it's the law enforcement or whether it's the source, everywhere you go, it was beautiful as well. Everything was kept clean. Everything was maintained. And I find that a superior level of service. And I think Mill Creek is doing a phenomenal job with that.
Thank you.
Ryan, what does a successful city council look like to you?
A successful city council, I think, draws on the diversity of its council members. And when I say diversity, that could be many different things, but also it's diversity in thought, diversity in what the council members can bring to the table. And I think drawing on that and then also being respectful to each other is what a successful city council looks like to me, because they can draw on those diversities and have a civil discourse with each other, and respectful discourse with each other and discussion, to be able to, again, you know, come to the betterment of Mill Creek, which is, as I stated in my earlier questions, we're all residents of, and that's what we're trying to accomplish for the betterment of the city.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Nichols, last question from me. What was your primary reason or motivation in applying for the open council seat?
Sure, so as I mentioned before, I'm on the Parks and Rec board and was just appointed the vice chair on that. And actually, you know, over the past year, being able to provide my input into the city, I think was something that I really enjoyed. So when I saw that the positions were available, it's a town that I want to be able to give back. I want to be able to have a say. As I've mentioned, I have the four kids living here in different age ranges. I want to be able to help lead and help that strategy, designing the strategy for the city, to be able to attract other families and other people, just like the city has attracted our family. So being able to have that say and have that voice in that is what really attracted me to applying for the city council.
Are we good on time? We got one left.
No, we're out of time. That was 1 minute. Thank you.
I didn't. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you
very much.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
That brings us to the conclusion.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
So that brings us to the conclusion of the interviews. Thank you again to all the candidates. I realized earlier that I omitted to say that the purpose of our first executive session before the interviews was to discuss the qualifications of candidates for appointment public office pursuant to RCW 42.30.110, subsection 1H. And for that same purpose, we will now be recessing to executive session again. What's the will of the council? 15 minutes, 20 minutes?
Fifteen.
Should we start with 15? Okay, so we'll be adjourning into executive session for up to 15 minutes. And if we need to extend, we'll come back and notify you that we're extending. But now we'll be recessed to executive session and we'll disappear to another virtual room.
Are we going to that same page, Brian?
No, I believe Naomi set a separate link in your email for a, am I correct, okay. Naomi?
Yeah, the executive session link, you have it, right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, see you all shortly.
Madam Clerk, the council has voted to extend executive session to 9:06 p.m.
Very good. Thank you.
What are you doing that bops you over there so darn quick, John?
I'm good. I do this all day long. Zooming.
I got to maybe like cut and paste or something.
I do. I have them all open. I know how to do it.
Nice. Yeah, you got me beat.
One, two, three, four. I see four. I'm looking.
Vince said he had to run to the restroom real quick. He'll be right back.
Okay. So, Naomi, we did conclude the executive session at 9:06.
Thank you.
Mayor, what I wanted to say is that because of the technical issues with Naomi's computer, I think we have Jeff on standby to assume the tabulation if we have any delays.
Okay. Benjamin, I see Benjamin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're just waiting.
Are we going to be reading out who voted for who before we didn't do that? Okay. That definitely actually helps. So.
Michael? Are you going to read out the votes, or is Naomi going to read out the votes?
Grant, the plan is for Naomi to do so. However, Jeff Ballantyne is on standby. If we encounter any technical delay, Naomi, I'll give you a hand signal and text you as well. Jeff, take over that role, Grant.
Great.
And if that delay continues when it comes to administering an oath, assuming a decision is made this evening, I'm going to ask you, City Attorney, to administer the oath.
Sure.
Okay, we are all, I see six smiling faces back on the scene. So we're all back. We're at the point of the proceedings where the floor is open for nominations to advance any of the candidates to become finalists. And remember, it takes a motion and a second to place someone as a finalist. So with that, the floor is open for nominations. I see Councilmember Bond's hand first, and then Councilmember Steckler.
Thank you, Mayor. I nominate Adam Morgan.
Second.
Okay, Adam Morgan has been nominated as a finalist. Councilmember Steckler, did you have a nomination?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Ryan Nichols.
Second.
Mayor Pro Tem.
I'd like to nominate Melissa Duque.
Second.
We have three nominations. Any further nominations?
Who is the second for Ryan? I didn't hear.
Who was the second?
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Any further nominations? Once, twice, three times. So we have three finalists: Adam Morgan, Ryan Nichols, and Melissa Duque. So with that, I believe this city clerk will be emailing a ballot again.
That's correct.
So this one, you can just, I think, should we just reply to you? Or should we copy Jeff as well?
Yes, you could reply all.
I copy Grant the treasurer, and Jeff
Are we supposed to be replying to all or just reply to Naomi?
I thought it was reply all.
Please reply to all.
So I replied to all, but I eliminated city council. I mean, is that kind of the same? So Steph, do you want me to do another one, Naomi? Because I just did.
Yes, please.
Okay, is that Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So I'll send another one.
Thank you.
But we're only going to count his vote once.
Counts are in.
There you go.
Naomi, we can't hear you. If you can nod your head yes, if you want me to read. Thank you. We have three votes for Adam Morgan. First vote from Brian Holtzclaw. Second vote from Mark Braun. Third vote from Vincent Cavallari. We have two votes from Melissa Duque. One vote from Stephanie Vignall. One vote from Benjamin Bryles, and we have one vote for Ryan Nichols, and that vote is from John Steckler.
So Naomi and City Manager, we move to ballot two now.
Move to ballot two.
Two candidates.
With two candidates. The top two.
That is Mr. Adam Morgan and Ms. Melissa Duque.
Did anyone get the second round ballot email?
Naomi just sent it.
I've just gotten it, yes.
We need this ballot reflects its ballot one, round one. Isn't this round two?
Yeah, that's why it still says ballot one, round one. Do we need to do different? Do we need to resend when this is round two on it?
I believe it does say that in the text, although in the header, it's a...
Yeah, that's correct. It does. So she sent it with the same original email. So that's what it's replying to. But the body of the email reflects that it's ballot two.
I resent an email in case with the correct title.
Mayor, if I might ask our city attorney a question. The directive to hit reply all. Grant, do you have an opinion on that?
I didn't hear the directive.
It was an answer.
It should
that
be
was,
the vote should go to, under the rules that were set, should go to the city clerk, the city attorney, the finance director, and the city manager.
Why don't we just hit reply going forward and you guys can forward it to the appropriate people?
Absolutely.
It's a great idea. Thank you.
I'm having technical difficulties, but I'll get it in just a second.
I'm not paying attention to any of the emails. If people are replying to all, I'm not looking at anything. So.
I think I just sent that to the right place. So let me know if it didn't go to the right place, please.
Okay, we have all the counts in. We have four votes for Mr. Adam Morgan and two votes for Ms. Melissa Duque.
Can you read first the votes?
Yes, for Adam Morgan. Brian Hostclaw voted. Stephanie Vignall voted for Adam Morgan. Mark Bond voted for Adam Morgan. Vincent Cavallari voted for Adam Morgan. Benjamin Bryles voted for Melissa Duque. John Stickler voted for Melissa Duque.
And let me ask the council members, is that consistent with what you understood your vote to be?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you to all the candidates and congratulations to, well, I'm not going to call him Councilmember Morgan yet because he hasn't been sworn in. So if he could turn his video on and unmute himself, and hopefully the internet connection will allow the city clerk to administer the oath of office.
All right, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, hold on one second. We'll get it up.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you could hear me.
I can.
Oh, you can. Okay. Mr. Morgan, yes, here you are. Can you raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me? I, Adam Morgan.
I, Adam Morgan.
Have been duly appointed.
Have been duly appointed.
To the office of council member.
To the office of council member.
Of the city of Mill Creek, Washington.
Of the city of Mill Creek, Washington.
Do I solemnly swear.
Do I solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my ability.
Perform the duties of my office.
Perform the duties of my office.
As prescribed by law.
As prescribed by law.
And that I will support.
And that I will support.
And maintain the laws and ordinances.
And maintain the laws and ordinances.
Of the city of Mill Creek.
Of the city of Mill Creek.
And the laws and constitution.
And the laws and the constitution.
Of the state of Washington.
Of the state of Washington.
And the United States of America.
And the United States of America.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Council member.
Congratulations. Thank you for your confidence.
Congratulations.
That brings us to the end of our agenda. I believe the city manager and or the city clerk will be getting in touch with you and letting you know where to pick up your fire hose.
All right.
It's a tasty fire hose.
We will hit the ground running at our next meeting a week from tonight. So
beautiful. Look forward to seeing you then.
Look forward to seeing you too. So with that, we have concluded our agenda for the night. So we will adjourn at 9:24 p.m.
Welcome to the city council, Adam.
Welcome, Adam.
This conference will now be recorded.